You can now see how only the easiest electrons to remove, perhaps very close to the surface, and with slightly more initial vibrational energy, can now make it across to cause a trickle of photocurrent. Thus, our retarding potential difference is actually a good measure of the original kinetic energy of electron A, since its kinetic energy is being converted to electrical energy. Any further retarding potential will completely stop the current. Other electrons started well but were forced out back by the retarding potential and made no contribution to the photocurrent. If we reduce the retarding potential, then even more electrons will make it across and increase the photocurrent.